This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Darryl Rundis, what do you think of Kanye West? I think overall he's good. He's attacking abortion. He's attacking the Satanism in the world. He's attacking censorship. I see all these other Christians going, oh, well, he's not pervert or he did this and that. Well, I mean, how are people ever going to become Christians then if we all sit there like Pharisees? It's like when they told Christ, don't hang around with them.
You know, it's so funny, of course. People always have their critics, right? But Jesus says, if you really want to know if they're saved, you'll know them by their fruit, right? What fruit is he talking about? He's talking about the fruit of the Spirit, peace, joy, love, gentleness, self-control, goodness, and so much more. So when I see Kanye giving up his wealth, talking to his wife and saying, honey, you can't dress like that anymore. You need to dress more modestly. You know, all these people are lusting after you or taking a stand against abortion or any of the other things he's doing. I've got to say, as a fruit inspector for God, man, he's legit. He's the real deal. God, but you love God or money. You can't serve both. Okay. When anybody's,
but look how much more passionate he looks now. That's real.
That's real. You can't.
And they're calling that mental illness.
See, that's of course the world hates Christ and Christ in you, right? They've called me all kinds of names, you know, but that's okay. I don't worry about that. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what they say. And that's the point I came to make today. In a nutshell, quit worrying about what other people are thinking. Think about, Jesus says, why do you care about what men can do to you? Fear not those that can kill the body and after that do no more. Fear the one who can not only kill the body, but have your soul cast into hell. I tell you, fear him. There is no fear of God. That's why they're not ready to meet their maker.
And this attitude of groveling has let Satan take over.
Right. Absolutely. All evil needs to prosper for good men.
Well, you can look at Kanye breaking down and crying. That's the Holy Spirit right there.
Absolutely.
And they're like,
what I'm saying, but people, you know what? All my friends, because keep in mind, most of my life I hated Christians, okay? I was not, my dad was a fake Christian who was a pastor. I grew up hating Christians. I thought.
Was he fake?
Well, he got saved later in life after I got saved, actually.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he was a fake preacher in the pulpit. He had it in the head, but he didn't have it in the heart. See, the issue is it's a heart condition. You can have it here all you want.
But see how all things work for the glory of God. His fakeness made you not like it, but then brought it back, and then you brought him back.
Which then ultimately, my friend.
You're like Luke Skywalker saving Darth Vader.
Exactly. You know, it's really cool how God does work everything together for good for those that love him and that are called according to his purpose. But the funny thing about that is all my old friends from high school that I used to party with and get high with and, you know, go do all kinds of crazy things with before I was a Christian, you know, when God got a hold of my heart, he so radically changed me that when I talked to them, they knew something had changed. There was something different about me. And their most common response was, you're the last person I ever thought would become a Christian. But I think God does that. He takes the.
Did it happen over time or like at a single moment?
At an instant, God got a hold of my heart and radically changed it on the spot, just like Kanye. Same thing. You know, just when you have like a Saul to Paul experience, you're on. I was on the road to success. Last thing I was looking for was Jesus, yeah. Right?
Well, I was Christian, but I was about 18 or 19, 17. I'd gotten really radical in a while, like 12. And so I'd already had hundreds of girlfriends and done all these fights and all this really. I wasn't a Satanist consciously, but I was a Satanist.
Right.
They're vicious, attacking, but you know, like what they want a Satanist to be, what they think of one as. Not kind of a little weak, you know, shriveled person. And then it was all of a sudden like God just started getting a hold of me and like having dreams about the New World Order and the world government and the evil and how bad it was for children. And I really repented and got, you know, stopped dating and for a while and you know, got better. And then I was like basically like almost like a vision continually that I had to do this work. Well, so it was a process with me.
I think a lot of people look at you or maybe me or other Christians or Kanye as an example, and they nitpick and they say, oh, well, he did this. Oh, I caught Alex swearing. I caught Alex saying this. Or Alex played a Led Zeppelin song, you know, whatever it is. But they don't understand that
the fruit.
The problem.
We'll be right back. 60 seconds.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing. And admittedly, with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps, people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
So there's dimensions we can't see. It's been mathematically proven. There are transmissions. It's all out there in the universe. We see a limited spectrum. You were just talking about, like, Black Sabbath and even Ozzy Osbourne saying they wrote the whole album, like, in 5 minutes. It was all just downloaded.
He said it was like somebody had already written it for him. And so, don't deceive yourself. There is good. There is evil. But don't focus on the Christian, you know, be it Kanye or Daryl or Alex or whatever. Focus on Christ. Christians are imperfect. That's why we need Christ. We're not the perfect one. God, there's only one perfect person I ever met, and his name is Jesus Christ. It's not Daryl Rundus. It's not Alex. We're going to make mistakes. We're not better. We're just better off because we've received the pardon that God offers through Christ and the work that he did on the cross. But, hey, before we go, because I know we...
I want to take a few calls. These guys are going to kill me.
Yeah, I just really want to emphasize this one point, and that is, are you the next Alex Jones? How about you? What's God calling you to do? When he comes back, are you ready to meet your maker? Is he going to find you doing what he's commanded you to do?
Well, that's why they demonize and try to make me look like a loser, because they want to scare other people to not do what I've done. It's been an honor to be attacked and demonized. And I shake 50 hands for everybody that, you know, spits at me. So there's also you know, the blessings of standing up to evil as well.
Well, go read the Declaration of Independence and look at the grievances that are listed there. And then look at what we're dealing with today. And ask yourself, how is it we got so tolerant? How is it that we'll put up with a previous president spying on a sitting president and calling in all kinds of FBI agents and false doctrines and evidence and FISA court warrants and all that other stuff to spy on an existing president, and we put up with it? Back in the day, man, I tell you, if Adams would have done that to Washington after Washington left office, he'd have been hung. As for sedition and for treason, there would have been no.
Well, that's true, and that's why Letitia James is now basically going to shut the NRA down, because they've just gotten away with murder.
But that's because we're not doing anything. What are we doing? See, Alex is one man. He's got one bullhorn, and he took on the whole New World Order.
Well, our listeners backed us. They really did. Well,
I know that.
I think that's why I don't want the credit, because it was really the listeners that did it.
Well, exactly, and then it just goes to show.
You're a listener that supported us a lot.
More. I mean, I can only do so much. You can only do so much. We need those other people that are sitting at home cowering in fear. Don't fear men. What's the worst they can do to you? Because if you think you're hanging on to your wealth and your prosperity and your job and your house, guess what? It's all gone. It's gone. If you don't get up and go out and start doing something, if you don't create the...
And I think this audience gets that. They need to go tell other people that. Right. Renaissance in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for holding, brother.
No problem. As far as the protests go, you know, we'll have a protest. But contrary to what these lunatics do, we don't stay. So, you know, to hold a protest, whether it's D.C., whether it's at any given capital, basically occupy. Obviously don't go crazy and burn stuff, but stay there.
No, I agree. It's time for civil disobedience. We should just do every show about this for the next. What do we? Well, let me ask you, listener, Renaissance man. What do you, I agree. I'm ready to start getting arrested. I'm ready to start civil disobedience. I'm starting to ready to get myself chained to something.
Me too.
So what do you think we do?
Well, exactly that. Next time there's a protest, don't leave. Also, you know, since there's all this attack on law enforcement, where they're at, where each and every individual, where they're at, who knows? But if they're really, you know, holding up to their oath with the Constitution, you know, make some kind of coalition with them to not enforce policies. Don't arrest, you know, like, you're with us. We're Americans. You're Americans, too. You're
constitutional. No, I agree, because the police, I'm not against the police, and they're being constitutional. But they need to understand, if they bow to the globalists and follow their orders, they do become the enemy, because the globalists are the enemy. So we're so close to losing the police over to the left. And can you imagine once you've got millions of Letitia Jameses on our butts?
Forget about it.
Well, and the sad thing about that, of course, is that the police, if they do end up siding with tyrannical behavior and tyrannical leaders, they're going to lose all their stuff, too. Their pensions are already gone. Right, they're going to lose.
That's why they're already saying we're going to take the actual investment we've made.
Right,
and it's got problems, but it's ours. They're just going to take it all.
Right. No, they just want somebody to side with as well. Believe me, one thing that nobody
can, we need to be leaders, and the police will side with us,
and they will. I mean, you know why? Because nobody can argue passion. It's like Kanye. You can say he's saved or not saved or whatever, but one thing you cannot argue is his passion. You can think Alex Jones is crazy. You can think Daryl's crazy. You think Christians are crazy. Doesn't matter. People respect passion. At the very least, they're going to
say. And why do real Christians have so much passion? Renaissance man, great job. Thank you. God bless. Go ahead. He's gone. What were you going to say about passion?
Well, just the fact is, without passion, you can't have power. Power comes from passion. If you're, once again, lukewarm, to kind of go back to that, if you're just kind of lethargic and lazy and you don't get anything done, you're never going to move mountains, right? But with faith, if you have enough faith, as a mustard seed, Jesus says, you could move mountains. We can take the New World Order down. We can.
Like Jimi Hendrix says, standing next to a mountain, chop it down with the edge of my hand.
We have to realize we're on the winning team. Light beats darkness. No amount of darkness can overcome even the tiniest.
Absolutely. Hunter in North Carolina, thanks for holding your trooper. We love you. Go ahead.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Really, really tough to follow the pastor because he's saying all the things that we really need to hear. It's kind of like following Van Halen as your opening act to try to say something. But I've got two things that I really want to get out there that I think are super duper important. And the first thing is the cure for the InfoWars overload. I've been a listener, a daily listener for 19 years, and there's something that has come out. Not only through integrity, but as the pastor said, to follow the side of Christ. If you look at football, and you look at basketball, and you look at baseball, do you think that these people in these sports are following God right now? Absolutely not. I've got some information for the InfoWars listeners, and I think it's super duper important. There is one sport out there that is so absolutely committed to God, and I want everybody to hear this. It's golf. Golf can be the cure for InfoWars overload. And sometimes I hear you, Alex, and I get a little worried. You know, you get stressed out, but that's also what brings a lot of the listeners to you is that you have that passion and you have that drive that we are all looking for. Well, golf can reduce your anxiety. Golf can reduce your depression. Golf can lower your stress. And this is all in
a... No, I played golf some when I was a kid. I want to get back into it. I live by a golf course, and when the golfers are done at night, I go walk around, and that reduces my stress. Golf is so zen. You're like out there. It's pretty. You focus. It's a meditative thing. And lately, I have gotten bummed out, but I'm feeling good today.
Can I?
Sure. Hunter, finish up. Sorry, go ahead.
Golf. We teach golf through rock and roll. And if anyone's on YouTube out there, please Google golf lesson with Hunter Watkins. We actually make golf really easy through music. But I want to mention one other thing, and it's something that's very disturbing and that I thought you would mention through your connection through Dr. Groot many years ago and whatnot. You talked about epigenetics.
Yes.
Epigenetics is the thing that will absolutely suffer if this vaccine goes through. I'm looking at an article right now that DNA memories have been passed down for 14 generations. If we take these vaccines, your memory will be wormholed. Your family, your great-grandfather, your grandfather, all the things that are passed through DNA will absolutely be taken over, and I am not going to have it. There's no way in hell you're going to wipe. You can burn the books. You can reprogram Google to hide the real history.
And by the way, the enemy knows it. That's why they made that movie in 2005, The Island, where they have clones for the rich people, but suddenly the clones already know, because it's been passed on genetically when they made the clone, they already have the memories of the person, the cells they were cloned from. And so that's a whole other level of this. And yes, definitely Gates is trying to do something through these new DNA vaccines that literally reprogram the cell. It's not a vaccine. Thank you, Hunter. We're going to do one more segment with the other callers, but you want to comment on that?
Well, I've got about 59 seconds.
We're going to come back. We'll do one more segment.
Okay.
Matt Bracken's great. You understand. So we'll get two segments.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing when you think of the neurology and the genius. That's why I can't imagine how anybody could ever really believe in evolution. That's like saying this whole studio happened by chance, right? I mean, if I tried to convince you, Alex, hey, this whole studio... over a billion years, all the elements, everything came together.
And one cell's way more complex than this.
Right, exactly.
But it came out now that the DNA isn't junk, which we already knew, that as they coil it, it doesn't break. It just keeps creating new.
Right. No, sure, to unravel DNA would go from here to the moon.
But it's the only matter that it's actually generating it now, they discovered.
Where did that come from?
It's actually building it.
Where did it come from?
It's like coming out of another dimension. They're freaking out.
They can't even tell you what came first, the chicken or the egg.
But Bill Gates says you're going to take something that makes everybody sick that we're going to put in it.
Right, and we're going to alter your RNA, and everybody in the world has to take it. No choice. Are you going to do it?
If that ain't Mark of the Beast devil stuff, I don't know what is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing next to a mountain, cut it down with the edge of my hand. All right, listen to these headlines. COVID hoax, Arizona LGBTQ professor who died of coronavirus never existed. I see these every day. The one-year-old that died never existed. The 2.5 million that were going to die didn't happen. They count people that died of other things in the COVID column, but we're supposed to not question Fauci. And here's another one. England to decrease COVID-19 death toll after counting mishap. Oh, they way overcounted and counted people that died of other things. They say it's the level of error is so incredible that they can't even tell how big, just that it's huge. Fraud upon fraud upon fraud. Meanwhile, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, banned from purchasing firearms, sues the FBI, even though he's not a convicted felon or anything else. That's what's going on. All testing, all the bureaucracy using the technocracy to control us. I want to jam in a few final calls from Brennan and Steve, Dylan, Phil, and Derek. I'll give each person about a minute or so. I appreciate you holding, but Daryl, closing comments.
I just wanted to, once again, charge people to get up, get out, and get busy. And I want you to take these words of wisdom from the Apostle Paul. And it just simply is, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this age, and against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. So therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, the day we're in right now. That's what he's talking about.
When he says host, he didn't mean a host at your house. He means armies.
Right. So this is war. This is not just an info war. Now they're in your face war. They're taking your stuff war. They're forcing you to wear a mask war. They're taking your job war. Okay? Have you had enough?
They're telling you you're not essential.
So I'm telling you right now, put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Have that belt of truth securely fastened around your waist. Take up that shield of faith. Put your faith and trust in God. Quit putting it in men. Quit putting it in yourself. And wield wisely that sword of the Spirit. Take it to the enemy. There is no armor protecting your back because you're not supposed to turn and run like a coward. God will protect you if you'll confront the evil, if you'll confront the wickedness. You can stand in this evil day if you'll take it to the enemy. Quit cowering in fear.
That's key, though. You don't have any armor on your back because when you take action, God's behind you.
That's it. You got the power of the holy angels behind you. Didn't you ever hear what Jesus said when they were saying, hey, you know, we're going to come, we're going to kill you, we're going to do that. And Peter comes, he chops off the ear of the guard, and Jesus is like, hey, don't worry, man. I've got to do this for this time and this place to fulfill these prophecies. Don't you know I could call legions of angels to come and protect me if I wanted to? And that is the time we're living in now. God will come to our rescue. God will save our country. He will turn this tide. No one knows the hour of the day he returns. You know why? Because it really is up to us. We can put it off. We can delay the inevitable. It is inevitable. It will happen. But like me and Alex talked years ago when we first met, our job is to continue to wake people up, to get people in.
You're right. It's like a choose your own adventure. It really is, but we're all doing it together.
If you do nothing, God's like, you know, I'm just going to turn you over to your reprobate mind. You deserve the evil. You're
a great delusion.
You're going to be Belshazzar. The writing's on the wall. The enemy's in the gate, and you've been found wanting.
Daryl, you're going to start coming back once a month. It's been too long, 5-6 years. Let's jam in these calls. They've been so good about holding. Let's talk to Derek in North Carolina, then Brennan. Go ahead, Derek.
And Alex, it's such an honor to talk to you. I know you don't like these.
Honor talking to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Have you guys noticed that Jim Jones and Charles Manson seem to be the founders of the Democratic Party recently?
Yes, they act just like psychotic crazy people.
Okay, so two really quick points about Trump, what he can do. First of all, I think that he has the right to pardon anybody. He should come out and say it would be a darn shame if Dr. Fauci wound up dead. And then just pardon the person that kills him. But that, I know he can't do that, but I think that that would be a really good thing. The second thing is I think he should be able to write a executive order stating that if you want to be deemed as a essential company, you have to serve everybody. You don't have the right to block anybody that doesn't wear a mask. The points for you, Alex, mask. Does this mask smell like chloroform? I think would be a really funny one for you to put out there. And I have asthma. I have COPD shirts that people can wear in the store so that we don't even have to talk to these people about.
Oh, you're saying wear a shirt that says, I have asthma. Well, here's the deal. I don't have asthma, but I do have sleep apnea. And I've tried to wear one of these masks as a test, and it makes me have an anxiety attack. I don't want to admit I have a weakness. But, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's horrible.
It is.
It's horrible.
I hate it.
And again, it's a fraud, and it's all based on lies.
Ideas. I don't want any royalties or anything. Please make the shirts. I'll buy one in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. And look at this fellow wearing a mesh one. I mean, it's all such a sick joke. Yeah.
Today on the way down here, there was a store I stopped to when I got gas. You had to wear a mask. I didn't have a mask. So I just put my T-shirt over it. Nobody said anything. I just got my T-shirt. I mean, that's as effective as the mask.
It's all a joke. Exactly. That's why I'm going to start wearing like a little toy mask over my eyes.
Yes.
Hey, you want a mask? I got a mask over my eyes.
Put a T-shirt over your head.
Yeah, I'll just wear a burka. Yes. Real quick here. Sorry, I got to you guys late. Brennan in Louisiana. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to get a couple points. I have a new sticker idea for you. We'll be like the Fed, where they go undercover. I think you should put a new sticker. It's like three QR codes. You know, like one for the website, one for band.video, and one for the store. Kind of like Discover. Discover. I had it all set out, but of course, as soon as I get on air, I can't remember what I was going to say. But the shirts, yes, I love the shirts. We met 7 years ago at South by Southwest protest. I was at the Alamo. Earliest moments of my life. Those were very big moments. Your guests, I don't believe in coincidences. I live my life by, love by action, not by words. And those moments that I stood up and put myself out there are, you know, just as equivalent in memory as getting married to my wife and my kids. And, you know, I'm definitely going to get that onesie because those shirts, man, I'm telling you, I've had them and they're great. And they look great on my wife when she steals them from me. I'm going to get one for my son. I'm going to get that onesie that you plug. And I'm thinking about getting that charcoal. And
Well, Brennan, it's all about spreading the word. And we love you and we appreciate you. And I apologize to Steve and Dylan and Phil. I always say this, and I forget to tell John the next day. We have to take calls tomorrow. Call them back. Send them all a free T-shirt. Do that. Get their name and address, free T-shirt. Get them a Babies Live Matter T-shirt of the size but they choose. Daryl, that's a great way to end with what he was just talking about. Same thing you were saying about. It's those times we stand up for what's right against the establishment are the blazing moments in our life that we remember and empower us. Then Matt Bracken's taking over.
Let's just do it. I mean, whatever it is, just do it. Just do it. It could be a bumper sticker. It could be a T-shirt. It could be creating some new Facebook, right? People are so sick of the censorship on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. There's a huge demand. I've signed up for it. If you're a coder, you know what you're doing, you can partner with some other people, I'll even invest in it. Okay?
And I know you've given a lot of money to InfoWars, never even asked you.
Man, you know how many businesses I've created? And you know why so many people call me and ask for advice on business? Because of my failures. So don't be afraid to fail either, okay? You learn every time you fail. You fail forward. There is no such thing as failing unless you quit. And that's why I'm saying don't quit. Be like Alex. Persevere. If anybody's had to overcome more adversity in this earth other than Jesus, I don't know
who. Oh, people have done a lot more than I have. But when it comes to fighting the globalists, we've got to jump through some hoops. Harold, thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me be.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're staying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at, tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality Rebel food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Hey, you've got me for the rest of the hour, and seeing those books on the screen reminds me I'm selling a lot of the signed, actual printed books because I think it's starting to sink in that the audio and the digital books are probably just going to go away if and when the communists take over. Because that's a real likely outcome at this point. Now, in this next segment, I want to talk about money, but not like a financial advisor or anything like that. I want to talk about what money really is and what it isn't. If you've been following like Fox Business News, they do the scroll at the bottom. You might have noticed that the price of gold has been hovering just below $2,000 for a couple weeks. And in the last 2 days, it's shot right through and above $2,000. What does that mean? Does that mean that gold is now more valuable? Actually, no, it does not. What it means is that the dollar and most other global paper fiat currencies are crashing in value. Gold is still exactly the same, gold and silver. So I've actually got a couple props here today. This is silver. This is what's called a silver round. And it's actually a little cool little Texas Mullen Labe one. It's not a government issue coin. It's what they call a silver round. But it'll say on there, you know, 1 troy ounce, 0.995 fine silver. That's pure silver. That's now worth, in dollars, $23. A troy ounce of gold is worth $2,000. Historically, the ratio between gold and silver has varied from 15 to 1 to currently it's almost 100 to 1, which means that silver has a long way to go to climb up. Now, how do you define money? What is money? You know, is this money? No, this is a Federal Reserve note. It's not issued by the United States government at all. It's issued by the Federal Reserve. Read The Creature from Jekyll Island, 1913. That money at this point in history is no different than a Russian ruble during the Soviet Union. It's a pure fiat currency. It has as much value as people believe that it has. For most of the 20th century, you could convert your dollars to gold. You could just get $35, get an ounce of gold. That stopped in 1971, and there's been sort of a hybrid program since then, which was King Dollar was the basis of what was called the petrodollar. So if you wanted to go to Saudi Arabia and buy a shipload of petroleum, you had to pay the Saudis in American dollars. It was a sweet deal. We're now destroying the dollar. This COVID-19 bailout, the $600 a week to, you know, part-time waitresses, this is just the printing press is going full Venezuela. And there's going to be a price to pay. Now, if you look at gold again, the other markers of what gold is, it's got to be portable. That's definitely portable. That's a Mexican 2 peso gold coin. That's a gram and a half of gold. That's now $100. That right there, $100. Okay? This is a silver junk dime. This is a pre-64 dime, mercury dime. That's now worth about $2.50 or $3. But if you actually want it, if you want it delivered, you're going to have to pay way over the spot price because nobody's giving up their physical gold and silver now. You know, the price of gold has been suppressed with all kind of shenanigans in gold equities, so-called paper gold. But now people are wanting the physical. The fear is in the air. War is in the air. With crisis and catastrophe are in the air, and people want the physical. But if you want the physical, you're going to have to pay more. So is Bracken saying, hey, go out and try to find a website where they'll deliver you silver or gold? No, I'm suggesting an alternative, another form of money. You know, money is inherently valuable. It's durable. It's divisible, and it's portable. So real estate has a lot of these qualities, but it sure isn't portable. If the enemy sweeps through your territory and you have to flee, you can't take your land with you. You can take gold. Now, something that's not quite as compact as gold, but is extremely valuable, it is still available, and it's very durable. It's valuable for many reasons, but the main reason is this will actually stop people from hurting you right here. Okay, there's one unit. That's a dollar. Just like this. These are both a dollar, okay? Now, depending on the quality of this, it might be currently 35 cents or it might be a buck and a half, depending on what it is. But in this form, this is what I would call a $500 bill. Okay, there's a $500 bill right there. Weighs about 20-some pounds. That's quality ammunition, name brand, known quantity, accurate, really good stuff. That's in the Buck a Bullet Club. That's pretty hard to put around in your back pocket. But how about a $20 bill or a $25 bill? That's what these would be. That's 25 of quality Hornady defensive pistol ammo. There's 100 of you know, frangible 5.56, kind of like high-velocity varmint-type round for when you don't want to leave perfect pristine slugs wherever. But these are known quantities. This is a $20 bill. And in 5 years, when a dollar is worth a penny in terms of buying power, that's still going to be worth, you know, a slice of a piece of gold or a slice of a piece of silver, because it's got its own inherent value. All right. Now, right now, the U.S. government is just flooding the market with dollars. There's very little economic activity, so we're not seeing inflation taking off because people just aren't buying. People are holding on to the money that they're getting from the government and, out of fear, spending as little as possible. But we are baking hyperinflation into the cake, and it is going to explode. Once you start giving people the $600 a week, anybody that says, "I'm going to turn it off," is automatically going to be painted as a Scrooge, the Grinch, you know, the greedy Republican. Once you turn that free money spigot on, it's really hard to turn off. And this is just the beginning stage of the United States going Venezuela or Zimbabwe. So what is the government going to do about this? Are they going to outlaw guns? Good luck. Are they going to outlaw the sale of bullets? Maybe. That'll just make them more valuable. Are they going to prohibit people trading and buying in gold? Well, how could they do that? Well, if I want to buy something from my neighbor and I offer him gold for that tractor, that's great, as long as he's not, you know, being paid by the government to turn you in like a Stasi deal where you go to the gulag for doing an illegal gold transaction. This might all sound nuts, but I mean, look, I've got a decent track record for guessing this stuff, and it's not always turning out to be nuts. So if you're holding dollars in the bank in a digital form, you might say, "Hey, I'm collecting a 0.5% interest. I'm making money, you know, slow but sure." No, you're watching the value of your dollars evaporate. And when the hyperinflation kicks in, it's going to evaporate really fast. What's not going to evaporate is this stuff. That is going to hold its value. You will be able to walk into a hardware store with this, and that will always have the value of a current, you know, 2020, $20 bill. Always. It's never going to lose its value. So if you can't afford to buy gold and silver, or you're afraid you're not going to get delivery, you know, you'll give your credit card information and wind up getting nothing but promises, go to Academy Sports, go online. If you think it's expensive now, it's cheap now. For quality ammo, a buck a bullet is going to seem like the bargain of a lifetime. So I say get into ammo right now, and we'll be back after the break and talk about.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I wish I didn't have to talk about this because it's fairly depressing. You know, if I was a farmer in a field in middle of Europe in 1914 in the summer and I saw all of these trains full of soldiers moving towards the front. You know, war hasn't been declared, but it's a bad feeling. You just know something really, really awful is heading our way. And I would say that the kinetic phase of this revolution is about to start. I would point to something that happened in Austin last weekend where, possibly the kinetic phase was averted by really very strong local and federal law enforcement operating off of intelligence, maybe confidential informants. I can't say. I'm not privy to that level of information. But a real pivotal movement, a pivotal turning point in this entire revolution, this insurrection, this communist insurrection, you know, from Portland to Minneapolis to Austin and other points, has been the death of Garrett Foster in Austin. He was the BLM Antifa guy with the AK-47 who was filmed saying that conservatives are sissies and would never do anything. 5 minutes later, he actually didn't say sissies, but 5 minutes later, the dude was dead. He had apparently raised an AK-47 toward an active duty Army soldier stationed at Fort Hood who was that night working as an Uber driver. And he learned that when you point an AK-47 at a soldier, he might take it as a threat to his life. Well, on the conservative side, we see that as a legit good self-defense shooting. But on the communist side, the way that it's being spun is an example of the federal government's double standard, that the 3%ers and the quote-unquote white militia types, they can march in Richmond, they can go to various state capitals toting their guns, and nothing happens to them. But poor Garrett Foster, he just takes one little bitty AK-47 and a white racist kills him, murders him. That's how the communists look at the death of Garrett Foster. They see him as a hero of the revolution. Never mind that, you know, in Richmond and the state capitals, the 3%ers, they're not raising a gun at anybody. They're just doing open carry. They're not in a nighttime illegal roadblock, you know, stopping traffic, pounding on cars, breaking windows, and then raising an AK-47. To them, that means nothing. Well, last weekend in Austin, there was word that BLM, quote-unquote, Antifa, I call them the revolutionary communists. That's what they really are. You know, the BLM and Antifa are just cover names for the revolutionary communists. Anyway, there was intel that there were actually going to be snipers positioned on balconies and rooftops around downtown Austin. And they had these kind of goofball, I call them the bait team, which were like a John Brown gun club type communists with rifles, who were going to instigate some kind of a pushing match with what they hoped and expected would be right wingers showing up to counter protest. And if they instigated it properly, then a conservative would wind up raising a rifle, at which point a communist sniper would shoot him. This was the plan, as has been, as law enforcement got onto it. This is why they put out that letter to the hotels and buildings around Austin to be on the lookout for suspicious activity involving people scouting out shooting positions. They had helicopters in the air with forward-looking infrared searching for snipers. They did recover weapons, sniper weapons, not in the act of, you know, a guy in a sniper's hide, but being transported. I never read anything about any arrests, so possibly they just confiscated or examined the weapons without making an arrest, because perhaps the John Brown Gun Club communists with the guns weren't in the act of committing a crime. But they averted something that could have easily been turned into, you know, the shot heard round the world. Because make no mistake, to the communists, Garrett Foster is a hero. They're trying to turn him into a martyr for the cause. That's why they're called the John Brown Gun Club. They consider John Brown, the abolitionist, you know, fanatic, to be their role model. So dying for the cause is how you become a saint in the religion of woke. You know, dying for communism makes you a revolutionary hero, martyr, and saint. So in the future, I would look for this tactic to be tried again. In Austin, it seems like the feds and Texas Rangers Bureau of Texas Investigation were able to stop this. But it is probably going to be tried somewhere else. They're going to try to instigate an incident where the so-called white racist, you know, radicals are tricked or instigated into raising weapons, at which point snipers will take them out. One of the clues that this was going on is photos that I've seen of these communist radicals. You know, they might look like morons, fat and out of shape, They're just the bait team. Keep that in mind. Some of them had orange tape stripes on their shoulders. What this indicates to me is that these were identifiers so that their snipers up above would be able to separate the friendlies from the enemies. I mean, that's the only reason for a group of people to show up on the street with rifles, but with orange tape stripes on their shoulders. That's an aerial identifier. So the next time when it happens in a less prepared venue than Austin, and maybe they don't have the exact intel, be aware that if you go to any of these street confrontations that gets into the pulling guns stage, which we've seen happen now in Provo, Utah. We saw it happen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a shooting that resulted in another, communist fatality, self-defense shooting. The communists are going to fight fire with fire as from their perspective, as they see it. Be very cautious if you go to any open carry rallies, like what happened in Louisville with the NFAC. Be very cautious about being lured into an instigated trap where you're going to be, from their point of view, legitimately, in a self-defense way, taken out by a sniper. Now, this weekend in Palatka, Florida, which is about 50 miles south of Jacksonville, there's a giant statue of a Confederate. It's not a particular Confederate person, soldier. It's just a monument to all the Confederates. And the BLM is threatening to tear it down. It's a pretty conservative county, so the politicians are saying, we're not going to do it by mob action. BLM is threatening to tear it down, but this is in a conservative county. And there are supporters of the Confederate monument who are saying, you won't tear it down. So keep your eye on Palatka, Florida, or other places where something like this can happen, because the word is that the revolutionary communists, I mean, don't be a sucker and call them Antifa or BLM. That's just using their cover term. The revolutionary communists are going to try to instigate a confrontation that leads to raised weapons, which leads to snipers. And you can imagine this is going to be heard by all sides. So if you get up close and personal at chest thumping level, the next stage in this dance is going to be overwatched by snipers, and who knows if they're going to be law enforcement, communists, conservatives, or false flag, doing an intentional shooting of their so-called allies in order to blame it on the other side. We're in very dangerous territory. Be careful out there. Don't be stupid, all right? If you're going to get up chest thumping while carrying open carry, realize that you might be walking right into a bait operation, where you're going to be, the victim of a planned operation. This can absolutely happen. And it could be at a high level, like a Las Vegas shooter, or it could be at a single bullet situation. But I think this is the next phase that's going to roll out. So I don't know when I'll be on again, but by the next time, maybe we'll be talking about it in the past tense. But regardless, before the election, it's going to hit the fan, I have no doubt. See you next time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.